Okay, we are now being recorded. I will call the meeting to order at 5:41 Pacific time. We will take roll. I, Dave Pawson, am present. Kim Laird.
Here.
Nathan Wakefield.
Present.
Scott Krause. Okay, as I mentioned, he told me he was probably going to be late, so hopefully he'll be able to join us. Aaron Stevens.
Here.
Martin Frost.
Here.
Lloyd Timberlake.
Here.
Tom Wall. Yes. Sandy Brown is not going to be able to join us. And Mike Sullivan. Okay. He's also not here yet. All right. We will need a motion to approve the agenda for tonight. Hopefully people got to take a look at it. Does anyone...
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Aaron. And does anyone second that?
I'll second.
Thank you, Lloyd. Are there any discussion, additions, corrections, anything? Okay. Then we'll vote to approve the agenda. Does anyone disapprove?
Sorry. I was just going to say really quick... I was thinking about adding to the Varia just to talk about 2014 Fest to see where we're at and how we're
Festival.
Planning to move forward.
Yep. No, I think that's a good idea. It may be tough if Mike doesn't show up, but...
Yeah, totally. But just for us to all kind of... I guess we know where we're at, but, yeah, just check in about that.
It
and
could also cover your future festival planning if he shows up. So.
Yeah, create a goal for...
Let's just make sure we get it before we're done, wherever it falls in the agenda.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that addition. Does anybody disapprove of the agenda as written? Okay. Would anyone like to abstain? Okay, the vote passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, as we were informally discussing before, the good news is that I think we finally get to catch up on many of the old minutes that we're missing, so we can get those cleared off our slate and posted for public consumption. So first, we finally have the AGM minutes from Winston-Salem. Hopefully people got to take a look at those. I guess we should approve each of these individually. That probably makes sense. So... do we have a motion to approve the AGM minutes?
I'll make them.
I didn't hear who that was. Hopefully Kim did.
I think it was Lloyd.
It was Lloyd and a couple of others, I think.
Okay.
Are we doing each set separately, did you say?
I think we probably should if we're going to do things properly, because somebody could disapprove of one and approve of another. I don't think they will, but let's... be proper about it. Okay, so Lloyd has moved to approve the AGM minutes. Do we have a second there?
I'll second.
Thank you. Was there any discussion of those minutes? Lloyd had something he noticed that he mentioned earlier, but I believe Kim was correcting that.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
That's good.
Good.
Excellent. Was there any other discussion, any other corrections? Okay, then we can move on to, I'll let Kim type. Okay, there we go. So we'll vote on whether we want to approve the minutes with the addition of Lloyd's name to the introduction of candidates. Does anyone disapprove of the minutes with that one change? Would anyone like to abstain? Okay. That passes unanimously. The August planning meeting is the one that we still don't have. We can decide how long we want to drag that along because we didn't even have to have that meeting. It's something we voluntarily did. I think it would be nice to have the minutes, but it's probably not as crucial. September minutes were also provided. Thank you, Kim. Do we have a motion to approve the September minutes?
Motion, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much.
Please. Who is the second?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was Lloyd. Dave keeps telling me my voice doesn't need to be identified.
Okay, do we have any discussion of the September minutes? Okay, then we'll vote. Does anyone disapprove of the minutes as written? Would anyone like to abstain? Okay, those minutes are unanimously approved. Thank you. On to October. Do we have a motion to approve the October minutes?
I'll move.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Do we have anyone to second that?
Second, Lloyd.
Thank you, Lloyd. Okay. Any discussion, any corrections, comments? Okay. Then we will vote on them. Does anyone disapprove of the minutes as written? Would anyone like to abstain?
I'm going to abstain because I was not present.
Okay. So Aaron abstains. If no one else has an issue, then we still have quorum, and the vote passes 4-0, I believe that goes. Is that right? Did I miscount? 4-5. Yes, that's correct. Okay. Thank you. The November minutes, those are the first ones that we took online during the meeting, so they should have been available for all month, which is nice. Do we have a motion to approve those?
I'll move.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Lloyd. Any discussion of those, questions, comments, corrections? Okay. In that case, we'll move on to vote. Does anyone disapprove of the minutes as written? Would anyone like to abstain? Okay, the November minutes pass unanimously. All right. We're through all that and on to our reports. 2012 Festival Postmortem. We would like to have Matt Hall do a full report on that, but I contacted him, and it's a terrible time, and he wasn't able to join us tonight. So I at least wanted to hit the high points, and I wrote up the brief report that was published there, and hopefully people got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any discussion, any questions or comments about what was written there?
It's good to hear that it was, lower than expected for the loss.
Right.
Yeah. I think I had gotten my hope of we might make a little bit, but I can live with it where it was.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. Well, if there aren't any other questions or comments, at least until Matt can fill us in more detail, then we can move on from there. That brings us to Kim and her report on the 2013 festival. Hopefully people got to see that. I had one question. It seems like lots of things are coming along nicely. Mostly out of curiosity, and one of the comments I've made a few times is that it seemed like your goal for performers was pretty ambitious in terms of the budget. So when the first two performers are coming overseas from Germany and the Ukraine, what's your secret? How's this working out within the budget you have?
Well, right now there's a third person from the Ukraine. I don't remember the woman's name off the top of my head. But between the three of them, they will take about half of the budget,
okay.
$10,000. And Keith is using a lot of other performers from the U.S., from Canada, so that we don't have to worry as much about visa fees or, very expensive air travel.
Mm-hmm.
That first show on Tuesday night, he's planning on using a lot of local Ohio or Ohio graduates, DGSU graduates, who are performers now, to actually fill that show. So the Cascade of Stars is going to take a bulk of that budget. Those that are coming for the Taste of Vaudeville show to perform, basically they're asking for gas money. And that's pretty much it.
Cool. Where do you? What's the current status of the headline act?
The headline act, I have not been in touch with since our last meeting, because all I know is Jokan had said that there were some personal issues going on in his life and asked for a little bit more time.
Okay.
So hoping that that'll all be cleared up by January. Well, in the month of January, I shouldn't say by January. And if they're not available, then we'll you know, search out others.
Okay.
Could we get the budget on the Google Docs as well? Is that?
It's there, I think.
Where? Yeah. I'm all looking. Maybe I just didn't send it to myself and it's somewhere else hiding.
See, because we approved it at some point, so it
right.
Be here. The question is what month we did that.
I believe it was August or September. Oh, no, it was approved in October.
October, yeah, because I wasn't there for it, I remember, so that's why I didn't get a full look at it.
Yep, yeah, so in the board meetings October folder is the fest budget.
Okay, got it. Cool. Yeah, things look like they're coming along, Kim. We have 14 people. Yeah, I'll be interested to see how many we get by the end of January 20th with the final push there.
And I do have to put out a major article yet in eJuggle,
mm-hmm.
The holidays and things. It's just been nuts. So
I understand.
It's getting in the way a little bit over this last month. But that'll change. And as I said in my report, David Kane's going to be doing a report about or an article about Stephen Ragatz's workshop for me.
I'm
going to ask Art Thomas to do an interview and report about Jay Gilligan's special workshop. So all the fest bracelets are here. Things are moving along. The slowest thing right now are the performers, and that's because some of them just don't want to commit this quite this early. They're looking at summer contracts and whatnot. Stephen Ragatz is actually on the verge of getting a contract in California for the entire summer, but he has already told that company that he through which he may get this contract that he belongs to the IJA for at least those 3 days of his workshop.
Well, that's cool. That sounded like it was going to have a very sad ending, so that's great.
No, it has a very good ending.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's willing to do a 50-50 split of his workshop fee for with the IJA.
Nice. And Nathan, you were out there. Are you psyched?
Yeah, it's a great location. It's going to be really cool.
One thing I noticed, just to throw this out there, because I was looking at the transportation stuff on the internet or on the website, it looks like to get a shuttle from the main major airport, it's around $200 round trip. Is that?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
From the main airport? Well, because is the one, there were two airport options, and when I typed one in to look at the price from flying from California to what I assumed was the smaller one, it didn't come up as an airport option for me.
Okay.
What's the main airport?
Well, the main
Detroit, right?
The one in Detroit.
Detroit. Okay. And then I saw from Detroit to the festival, it looked like to me that it was $104 per each way per person. Not
through the BG Super Cab, it's 110. If there are four people in that vehicle, though, so if you and three other people come together or meet up at the airport and take one shuttle in, it's $27.50 per person.
Okay.
With the BG Airport shuttle, it's $105 for one person. $60 per person for two or more one way. So it's a thing where if you know other jugglers are coming in around the same time as you, it can be arranged so that it can be quite economical for everybody. These are the cheapest rates I could get anywhere, absolutely anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, $27.50 per person for, okay, yeah.
That sounds like we're going to want to aggressively set up boards or whatever for people to try to figure out.
I would think exactly. We'd want to, you know, what time are you arriving? Here's other people arriving. It seems like we'd have to help coordinate somewhere. Because I saw that and I was like, $220 for myself to go two ways? That's like adds a whole, that's more than the festival price. So,
Aaron,
yeah.
Have you looked on the website for the festival?
Yeah, that's where I've been
getting
there.
Okay. Because all this information that Kim just provided is there.
Right, right. Yeah, and I see all that, and I'm looking at it right now, and I looked at it the other day, and that's why I brought it up. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because just looking at the $110 per person was the thing that scared me. As an individual trying to get to the festival, I was like, I don't have $105, and I'm not coming with another person.
That's one way. That's one way. So I mean,
exactly.
You know, if you could be by yourself.
$210 extra dollars does not fit into my personal budget right now, so I was just concerned me that other people who are looking at budgeting would be concerned by those numbers. But the $27.50
per person. I like the idea of actively putting up, you know, a board, a forum, something, a bulletin board, whatever, so that people in your situation can say, hey, I'm arriving in the Detroit airport on this day around this time. Can we share a ride?
Mm-hmm.
But we always have a festival ride and room sharing forum, so that's the obvious thing just to get that up soon, if it isn't already. Maybe it already is. I've forgotten now.
Is that on our – because I know there's the – now we have the old forums and we have the new forums. I don't know which one we'd
– yeah, right. This has been, I guess, under the old forums.
Right. And maybe it's something where if we wanted to start utilizing the new forums, we could promote that, saying, looking for to share rides from the airport, visit this place.
Right, because given these circumstances, I think it's going to be really important to make sure that people know about that.
Yeah.
Whatever this forum is, know about it and know how to find it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be scared away by thinking that's going to cost them $220 on top of airfare.
Exactly. Okay.
And Toledo is, as far as I know, only flies to Chicago. The Toledo Airport is only accessible from Chicago.
Am I right in assuming it's a smaller airport than...
I have no idea what the airport's like, but I'm sure it is smaller because they only have 4 flights a day or something.
Right. Yeah. So I was assuming those ticket prices would probably be higher as well. Plane tickets.
Yeah, I mean, if you can fly, if it happens to be a good time for you to make a connection and fly into Toledo, it may cost a little more, but it may save you money if you buy yourself and you would otherwise have to pay $220 round trip to Detroit.
Yeah.
On the shuttle.
I did also look into the rental car thing, and I did not realize Enterprise Car Rental is right there in Bowling Green, Ohio. Pretty much right across the street from the university, but they do not accept one-way rentals. So that kind of knocked that into the wind.
And one-way rentals are pretty expensive in general. Even a one-way rental from Detroit to Toledo is like $170, so it's more expensive than the shuttle.
It's actually cheaper to rent a car for the week. I think the car rental came out to about $140.
That's what I was just pulling up.
Yeah, especially for you know, let's say two people who are flying together, renting a car in Detroit and keeping it for the week is cheaper than probably getting a shuttle.
And Martin, can we maybe add the car rental places that are available from the airports to the
website? I mean, doesn't everybody know how to find car rental places, people who know how to rent cars? We can link to 10 different, you know, rental agencies or to Kayak or something like that. But I'm not sure we can say on there that you may want to rent a car and, you know, but what do you want to link to? I mean, there's at least a dozen car rental agencies, I'm sure, in Detroit.
I think the airport, 6 or 7 of them at there when I looked.
Yeah, the search I just did actually isn't showing anything cheaper than like $300 a week for a car, which would still be interesting if you
$300 a week? I mean, things like I saw something, you know, more like the $200. You're looking at next summer?
Right. I'm looking at the right dates, I think, and I'm actually surprised that I didn't find anything cheaper than this, but
where are you looking?
I'm looking at travel.yahoo because that's what I do. And it's showing Enterprise Dollar, Thrifty, Budget, Alamo, Hertz, National, Avis, all between like 300 and 400 for a week.
Is this for a medium-sized car or
that's
economy car?
That's for economy or compact and up from there.
Okay.
So hopefully I'm missing something, but in any case, you know, certainly it's another possibility for people, and maybe we give them another forum that says, if you want to split a car for the week, check in here.
Well, I can put that on the Room Rideshare forum as well. I don't know about the rooms because on campus, you know, they're already sharing a room. It's a per-person fee, not a room fee.
Right.
But I guess if somebody's in the hotels instead and wants to share a room over there, they can post as well.
Yeah, we're just providing a forum for people to discuss and find a partner or whatever, for no reason to limit it.
Right. And if they want to stay in the dorms with somebody else, if it's cheaper that way, but they don't have somebody to stay with, it could be helpful as well.
Well, don't forget it's a per-person fee.
It's per person, but you could still know who you're going to stay with if you want to do a...
Yeah, that's actually on the registration. You know, if there's somebody in particular that you want to share quad with or...
Well, that's what I'm saying, is if you don't know who you're going to share it with and you want to figure that out before you go and not just be roomed with any random person, that could also be utilized on the room share feature.
Okay. Is there more festival stuff we want to discuss? Okay. We'll keep moving. We'll skip future festival because unless Mike hopped on the call and I didn't hear him come in, but I don't think he did. Okay. We'll stall and hope he shows up later. I had posted a report on vendor discount program, which is sort of broadening out into just general vendor relations. Did anyone have any questions or comments on that?
Looks good. I did just want to say I've definitely had communication issues with Malabaris. So
you mean because of that different language thing?
The different language thing. Apparently the owner was in the hospital for a while, so it was kind of cut out. And then the last thing I think I got was them saying, what if you did it through the U.S., the U.S. group that sells our props instead of through us? And I never quite responded because the whole point is to make it where people in Mexico have a benefit too. Not just people in the U.S. But so
okay.
That's
well, just
kind of
keep me posted. As soon as we get, you know, the stuff I need from them, I'd be happy to add them. But.
Right, and I just don't know. Yeah, it's hard to communicate. Yeah, the discussion of how to make it all work.
And somewhere out here, I may throw a wide net again because, you know, I, like, in Portland had Jim from Flying Clipper was just like, you know, well, what's this all about? I'm like, well, I sent you a note about it. And I sent multiple ones and never got an answer. But there have been a few people now who are, you know, somehow just missed the emails or read it and didn't really digest what they were looking at. And so I'll try again, see if anybody gets it the second time around.
I also had one or two vendors that want to come to the fest say, ask me, what is this vendor discount program and how do I get to be part of it? I've sent them
right.
To the web.
Right. So I saw one guy like that from you, and he pretty much told me, oh, yeah, I'd be really interested in that. And I told him what I needed and then didn't hear from him again.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll follow up again some point if I don't hear from him. But yeah, definitely. I think if, especially realistically, the way this is going, it's not a high-volume thing. You know, they're not going to get tons of requests. So, I mean, it's almost more a benefit in appearance and function since most people don't seem to be taking advantage of it, which I don't entirely understand. I mean, I could believe it if not everybody's out there buying props all the time, but some people are buying props, and it's a little strange that more people aren't taking advantage of it. But in any case, if I was a vendor and I could either pay for my table or I could decide to be part of this program, I don't think I'd even think twice I would be part of the program. You know, because not only would they get the table for free, they would get advertising. And yeah. So definitely, if you hear more vendors like that, steer them my way, and I'll be happy to talk to them about it.
Aaron, may I ask the name of the person or the company you said you were having communication problems with?
Malabares. Malabares. It means juggling in Spanish.
Right. I think she was asking for the name of the person.
That's okay.
That's the company.
Yeah.
Did I spell it right?
Malabares.
No. R-E-S on the end instead of T-I-S.
R-E-S.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else about vendor stuff? Okay. I don't think Scott's checked in yet, so we'll stall on him as well. Aaron submitted an education report. Thank you, Aaron.
Of course.
I had a question on one. Oh, I wanted to ask you about your last bullet about holding off spending the email.
Yeah, and I was going to bring that up too. Partially, I mean, we have the $5,000. I wasn't sure. Last I'd heard, what I understood was that EWE was not willing to continue funding projects until the fund, he saw how it went this year. So I assume that meant the YEP funding as well?
No, not at all.
Correct.
Because the YEP funding is part of what he's already committed to.
Okay. Oh, any extras, you mean?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant that he was gonna take away our funding.
No.
Until that was approved of everything. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
What he meant was when people are asking him for extra money for things like the website, he's not going to do that until he's feeling better.
He sees other things. That's good to know. Sweet. Good. Well, then I won't be holding back on that then.
Right, because if anything, I think he might be irritated if he felt like he was
exactly.
Yep.
And that's why I was going to bring it up, too. I was like, is he going to be irritated that we're not using the money? but I didn't want to spend the only money that we had
right.
If it wasn't coming through this next year. So, we can relook at, best ways of spending that. At this point, props tends to be the thing people are the most excited about.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would definitely, I'm glad we cleared that up. I would definitely say you should be making good use of the money you have rather than hoarding it.
Yes. cool. Okay. Then I will bring that up too out of my conversation with Becca and Ellen.
Cool. Other than that, I just apologize. I've been horrible about posting about my pod because it's going well. I just keep not getting around to it. So.
Yeah. There's a lot of issues with YEP, which I talked to Lloyd about in person. In our own private conversation recently, but just issues as far as managing all the different people, and currently it's pretty much me leading it up and all that, and then Kim's been helping getting the certificates and stuff to people, but that was another thing I was going to bring up with Kim, but I can do it privately.
I
do, but
mail out certificates this week. I emailed them to everybody first.
Mm-hmm.
I have been way behind on getting to a post office.
Okay.
The criminal checks, the background checks.
Uh-huh.
Nathan sent me his information. Keith Nelson sent me his. And I believe there was one other person that I can't remember off the top of my head. So I'm waiting for those to come in. Yeah.
I also know that you had said you'd sent it to the emails that you had of people.
And I
wasn't sure who that actually included.
But somebody on the list that you gave me,
if
I was able to find their email on our roster, I emailed them. That's how Keith got me his information, and that's how Nate got back in touch with me. The third person, I think, got back in touch after the last time I spoke with you. Okay. And I wish I could remember who that was.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I definitely have some concerns right now about YEP and how it's going and who's going to really spearhead it to continue. But that's how it goes with projects like these.
Yeah, it's and I'll send you a list as well of those who haven't been in touch with their Social Security number and such.
Yeah, because we don't want to look. I feel like we're looking pretty unprofessional at this level, being 6 months late with everything, 5 months late.
Well, I want to say it was at least 2 months ago when I emailed everyone. And
totally, yeah. And that's why I'm just saying that I think, yeah, the quicker we can get it all wrapped up, the better. But I know it's time commitments, I know it's all that, but just wanted to finish what we started, get it done, and then we can move on with stuff. But no, it's moving in the right direction. But yeah, and I can follow up with anyone who you haven't heard back from as well to get that taken care of.
Okay. Anything else on Aaron's education report? Okay, then we can move on to Aaron's IRC report.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I personally have anything in particular. Thank you for what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. We did just get an email from Scott right after I wrote the report saying that the first promo video is ready, or the first trailer for Brazil is ready. And so it's going to come out sooner than planned, which is great.
I guess there was one comment I was going to make that came up. I think it was when I was writing my last article for eJuggle, and I had asked you about, like, so what's the deal with the winners of the IRCs, and what are they doing at the festival? And it was like, well, they might perform, they might compete, they might do both, and mostly, it just seemed like there was a fine line I'd be careful of, where if we get in a position where there's like, yeah, these six people are performing, but we flew these two to the festival and put them up in a hotel room, kind of weird.
Performing?
Like if we get to where some of the competitors are kind of being paid to perform but are also competing.
Totally.
Because, in fact, I know last year Pavel wanted to compete, and Matt told him, dude, you can't do that.
Because he was a special guest. So this is more the way I guess I've distinguished it is, in my head anyhow, is that it's a prize for winning the competition rather than you're a special guest at the festival. It's a prize to come and have the chance to compete in the larger
Yep, and I think that's fine. It's more the weird place if they end up performing and competing.
Okay, right.
What feels kind of funny.
Yeah, and so I guess the only person that came up with is Carlos Munoz, and only because he's pretty incredible, and he has two really solid, beautiful acts. So, I mean, there was that chance that he could do two things, but totally fine with if he gets into competition and competes, and that's it. That's great.
And maybe that's just me being picky. I don't know if anyone else shares that.
No, and I mean, it is a weird thing. And Tom originally was like, shouldn't they just perform? But the kind of goal, I guess, is to make the international championships more international in general. And that's kind of the whole goal behind the drive behind it. So that's where the competition, I feel like that's more the important role for them to fill while they're there. And then as far as performing, yeah, we can just cut that part, and that's fine by me. And I guess the other thing was performing if they don't make it past prelims, essentially, because they still have to enter for prelims at this point.
Yep.
So if they don't make it past prelims, then they have the option to compete.
Yeah, I think it made perfect sense to me to have them do either one or the other, but having them do both is what seemed a little
Got it.
Weird.
And I guess, yeah, Carlos, yeah. That was just my thought for him, just because he could be a good asset for both, but doing just one or the other sounds perfect to me.
And
your point in that.
We're well aware of this as well, so.
Okay. And then, yeah, Kim, at some point I'd like to just talk to you about, because we're going to be getting their flights donated, ideally. I mean, this is the ideal. They get their visas. That's going to be the first step, and then we get the flights paid for, but then Kim just have a chat with you about housing situations and options, because I don't know what exists this year without the hotel room blocks and such.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I'll send you an email to start that discussion.
Okie dokes.
Cool.
Okay, was there anything else on the IRC report? Okay. And Kim's, because of the beauty of this where I can see the notes you're taking now, I would clarify already that the thing I thought was awkward was having somebody perform and compete, paying them to compete isn't really it. It's more having them do both.
Do both, either one or the other.
That better?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Still no mic, so we'll stall there. I did not get a marketing report from Tom. Erin, is there anything you know that you'd want to?
Sure. Marketing. We've been doing lots of that. So mainly right now focusing on some Facebook marketing posts on the festival. Tom's been making some little graphics to go along with promoted posts, which Kim approved with her budget and everything. So promoted posts where basically just makes more people see the posts and hopefully has a stronger impact as far as marketing goes. And that's the main thing we've been doing on our end. And then I guess he's been working as well on the video tutorial contest, and that should be gearing into action pretty soon too.
Cool.
That's all I got, though.
All right. The only other report we actually got was Warren's Fun Fund report. He's clearly not here, but if anybody had any questions, I imagine they could give them to either Kim or me, and we could pass them on to Warren, or you can just ask him directly. So, it sounds like he's off to a much better start than last year, so that's good to see. So I guess we're going to move on because we didn't receive the other reports and the people who might have presented them aren't present. So we don't have any motions for consideration this month, which brings us into VARIA. The first VARIA point had to do with the nonprofit website construction, and the main thing there was that Mike Sullivan was going to reach out to that guy, but since Mike isn't here, that I don't think we have a lot to discuss there. We'll just ask him about it next time we are in touch. So that brings us to B, which was, I'll let Lloyd kind of drive this, was kind of options for how we could potentially partner with Dubay going forward, since he seems very amenable to doing so.
Well, he's a very complicated guy, as some of you know, and he still doesn't know that he's in the vendor discount program. I told him something about that today, and he was interested. But he was just throwing out a lot of ideas and saying that, you know, he could offer a discount, a one-off discount, if people signed up for the IJA membership when they bought Plug from him, and then he would pay the IJA the membership fee, maybe with some deduction. I mean, it's just everything is to play for. And then he talked about how he's got this huge database and how good business is, really. There are a lot of people going into juggling, but not into the IJA. So was there some way we could team up? He was also talking about how we should be considering how to make money off our intellectual property, i.e. the magazines. And I said, well, we are thinking about that. Mm-hmm. He was saying that CD sales are going down, and so he was trying to think of some kind of Netflix approach where people could, you know, be members and stream these things. And maybe there's a potential there for a partnership with the IJA. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we do have a good name to be associated with any kind of juggling education. So we agreed to talk about it in the new year, and I'd like to bring others in. And of course, I wouldn't agree anything without discussing it with the board and others, but he's got some nice ideas, and it'd be fun to see what was going on. The original discussion was about sending out some sort of flyer about the IJA, and I think that would be good from a vendor, because often young jugglers are not connecting to other jugglers, and if we had some flyer along the lines of connect with the rest of the world's jugglers, then it would be fairly compelling, I think. He seemed willing to do this, and yet, Dave, I think he's probably the only vendor who hasn't responded to the notion of sending out postcards about the festival.
Right, and like I said, I didn't. The fact that he didn't respond, I didn't in any way take it, you know, that he was angry or anything like that. It's just, as you say, that's how my dealings with him have been from the time I started doing this. Because I've never been, it's never been clear to me if he understood anything he, quote unquote, he was doing with me. I think it's always Kyle or whoever else I end up speaking with, and maybe they run it by him, and he goes, "Oh yeah, sure, whatever," and they agree to do things. But I'm not sure how in touch with any of it he's ever really been.
No, that's right, and he's got Kyle. He's got a young lady on the hoop, so he's standing back a bit. But I think it what we have here is not a tremendous opportunity to add members. We've got an opportunity to try things, and I think we can do that in the new year and see what comes. And some of the ideas were fascinating. If someone spends, say, $200 with him, he would figure that the discount he would normally give would cover an IJA membership, so they would get an IJA membership thrown in, and then he would send the membership fee to us. So he's talking right. We'll see if we can pin any of this stuff down. And I think we're not going to have an endless discussion now about how to do it, but it would be great if other board members started thinking about this and thinking about possibilities.
Yeah, I think it's probably worth, you know, having an idea what one or two kind of first steps are. You had somewhere in here, I'm pretty sure you had volunteered to kind of do some of the legwork in trying to help get us a one page flyer, and I think Martin had said he could help with such a thing as well. I think that we now have multiple places where something like that would be useful, would be a good idea.
So yeah, we should have that on the table at every festival.
I agree. Make it more visible.
And this is all intuition for me. I don't know if anyone else would agree. My hunch is that he's a particularly interesting partner for stuff like this, because if you go to a festival and you look around and you say, okay, how many people here are juggling Dubai clubs? How many people? It's not a lot. But clearly he's doing very well.
Yeah.
And my hunch is that the thing is he got big enough at some point that he has, like, real marketing and a real presence, and a lot of casual people will go through Dubai, which is fine because he makes good stuff, and he has great customer service, and he has a wide selection. So he's filling a real need there, but it also means that he may be a good avenue into the kind of casual or new jugglers, which would be a good place for us to be getting visibility.
I think that's right. And he says that, you know, a lot of people come into juggling, and most of them stop after 3 years or something. And it would be, one, good to get those new people, and two, it'd be nice to keep them juggling.
Yeah, definitely. So I think working on a flyer like that is a really is a no-brainer first step. I mean, the other thing is, at least, you know, in casual conversation with you, he's thrown out a couple things that it sounds like we would have no reason to object to. You know, if he says, well, if anybody spends a big amount of money with me, I will give them a free IJA membership. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know why we would ever say no to that.
Right.
You know, so And as I mentioned, if he's going to do something like that, there are things we can offer back, which may be small, but they're a gesture that says we really do appreciate this. You know, we can give him more advertising on eJuggle, because right now, we're not selling a lot of that advertising anyway. So,
right.
You know, there certainly are things like that we can do to try to help say, hey, we really appreciate this, rather than just having him do free stuff for us. So, yeah, I mean, if he really wants to do something like that, you can tell him how, I think, you could tell him how happy we would be about that and that we would appreciate it. But
well, I'll do a draft on the one page, and I'll also, I hope to see him in early January in New York, and we'll pursue these ideas. If we start out sort of small with just a kind of, hey, join the IJA, then we have to figure out a way that we can trace it back to what he sent out,
right.
Which is not going to be hard, but we have to do it.
Yep. But, yeah, thank you for having these discussions with him, because, you know, as I've found, I think having a real discussion with him is not necessarily the easiest thing to do, so it's great that you have that relationship and are making progress.
And then looking at how, I mean, it would be cool to use him as kind of the guinea pig, too, of, you know, how that type of relationship can be beneficial, mutually beneficial, and then approach it with other vendors potentially.
Right.
Too.
Right. Okay. Anything else anyone wants to discuss on that front? Okay. The next item in Varia was I'll let Erin drive that one. It was a discussion of additional planning and vision meetings.
Yeah, and I labeled that because I had to give it a title of some kind. but mainly just looking at, in this last month, I've had Skype sessions with Nathan, Lloyd, and Scott, and this came out of just kind of feeling a need for more direct connection and communication with the board members in general, and wanting to really come to a place where we all kind of have a common vision and a common goal for the IJA. It's something I feel is somewhat lacking for myself right now. And within this, you know, looking at the vision, looking at, we did a strategic plan last year that we've kind of let go by the wayside, but Scott suggested that we revisit that again and get back on the, you know, what are our short-term goals, what are our medium-term goals, where do we want to be in 5 years type of thing, just because I think that's a good thing for a board to focus on overall. And so I guess my thought would be whether or not, because originally what I was doing too was suggesting that those people I was talking to, that they start doing that with other board members and doing the one-on-one conversations, which I still encourage, and I think it's a great idea for us to all get to know each other better. The idea of also doing like some kind of group Skype type thing to get into these vision and planning type mode, just because I don't feel our hour in the board really gives us the time and the space in our board meetings to go into that area, that could be beneficial. Maybe for like 3 months in a row, scheduling one extra meeting halfway through the month or something like that for those able to attend.
I think that would be a great idea. I had a conversation with Dave in which I was saying that all the other boards I've been on are watching what a company is doing and advising and looking in the future and all of that. In this case, the board actually does it.
Right.
So when we have a meeting, we talk about the upcoming festival, the details, the car rental, and all that kind of thing. But we don't really have time to say, all right, what will the IJA be in 5 years? How's it going to get there? What's our vision? And so I think we need to work that in somehow.
Yeah.
Aaron's come up with a way.
So I definitely think it's an admirable goal. I think when we tried to do this before, we had a lot of trouble getting traction and attendance. But we also, you know, maybe that was timing. We were doing it right at the very end of a couple people's terms. And
yeah.
I think.
And one thing I talked to Scott about is, you know, I was hesitant to revisit this and revisit the strategic planning type thing because of the constant rotation of the board. But I feel like adding, you know, if we really took where we left off last year and kind of revised it to where we are now and just talked about the vision, yeah, overall vision of the IJA and came to kind of some terms on that. I just think it's necessary to really move forward in a strong, driven direction. And then, you know, like, and what I was trying to do with our new member meetings was kind of trying to bring those ideas into them that we did in August, I guess, is to really focus on those type of vision, long-term planning type things, and it shifted a bit in focus. But being able to integrate the new members, board members, into that plan and into that
mm-hmm.
overall vision would be essential, and coming up with a strategy for doing that too, because it is tough with the constantly revolving door and having no quote-unquote director of the organization to maintain that. But yeah, and I do agree. A lot of people, we had, you know, three people show up to one. I think I was the only one who showed up to one, and four people showed up to another. But even that was incredibly beneficial for me anyhow. and I think we did get in a bit of a more motivated and kind of unified space for a little bit with
yep.
that. Anyhow. Any other thoughts?
So, in concept, I think it's fine.
In concept,
I don't know
right.
if you want to nail down specifics.
Okay. I don't know. And I mean, I'd be interested in hearing from Nate or Kim, too, just to see if you think this is something that could be beneficial or something you'd want to be a part of or anything.
I absolutely think it could be beneficial. I think there's a lot more you can get, you know, with that visual element in place to kind of make it more personal. I think it could really be beneficial in the long term.
Okay. Cool.
I can definitely see benefits to it. I still also think we have to do, or we should do, let's put it that way, a lot more discussion between board meetings. And I said this before on past boards for the IJA, there was almost daily contact. Don said that at our AGM, or it may have been the meeting after the AGM. You know, I don't remember a week going by that there wasn't some sort of communication discussion going on the forum where at least four or five of us weren't involved.
Right.
And that hasn't happened now in the last two or so years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it feels to me like the forum isn't necessarily feeling like the most progressive. I don't know. I've tried utilizing it for that purpose too, and it's not my most comfortable zone. Email tends to be a lot easier for me. I know I've heard your reasons why we need to use the forum to keep things public and to keep access to things. It's a hard thing for me to remember to do on a regular basis sometimes, and I've heard that from a couple other board members too recently. I think that's a great idea, and we went into it with good intentions, and then it's kind of fizzled out again. So,
yes, it seemed to me like coming out of Winston-Salem for a little bit, we were doing a lot better with this, and then it fell off again.
Right.
I think part of it is the board's thing, and I was not a huge fan of that forum, but I certainly heard the value of having something archived, so I figured I'd give it a shot. Now, actually, I'm more of a fan of it now, and some of it is, again, technology, which I don't know if I will share with everyone the email and the forums what I've been doing that makes it work better for me. So
Right. There's
the cute little checkbox that says, let me know via email anytime anybody responds to this. And I always use that. But then beyond that, I said to David Landau at some point, well, that helps, but it doesn't help me any if a new thread shows up. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And he changed something so that now you can actually do that too. And originally we didn't tell people because he's like, well, why don't you try it and see if it works? But by now it works. So I'll share that with you guys because that helps me so that if somebody drops a new thread on there, I know.
Okay.
Because, yes, of course, we should all go look every day, but clearly that isn't happening.
Yeah. And also, for me, with the Board Plus situation, sometimes I feel like there's more hats going in than necessary for what I want to discuss. So that's also another situation. And I know I tried posting one thing on the board forum and never saw a response to it at all. Don't know if anyone checks that forum much at all. So you know, the Board Plus forum, I don't know who's all on that forum. I love getting feedback from everyone who's been involved for years, like on some things, but other things I don't think is necessary and can also be counterproductive often because then it's too many voices trying to come to a solution on something. So that's the issues I have with the Board Plus situation as well.
I just have the forum set up so that when I go to most recent messages, it just pops up everything that's new, whether it's from Board Plus or Board whatever. And I've made it a habit over all these years to check it like once in the morning and once later in the evening. It's just a habit I've gotten into.
Right.
So, I mean, again, this is not something I'm dictating, but my current thinking is, you know, I can share with people the things I've done that have made the boards easier for me, but if we're kind of running out of ideas for how to make that discussion form work, and if we think that it is part of the problem, then we can try something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely hear the requirement that anything we use has to be archived, because that's important. I buy that. But why don't I share that, and we can give it another month or two and see if we can get kind of more active discussion on the forums, and if not, then if we think at least some of the problem is technological, then we can try something different, something more email-based or more push-based so that...
Yeah. So that's one thing is the forum thing, but I still feel like doing some kind of planning vision and having a cohesive... direction forward is important. I'm personally lacking that right now, and it affects what I'm doing for the IJA.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard that echoed in some of the conversations I had this month as well. So, so that's just, I mean, if we want to do that through chat, that's one thing, but I think phone conversations can be beneficial, or Skype or something where we're face-to-face ideally. But if other people don't think that's necessary, that's fine. It sounds like some folks think it would be beneficial.
Well, Aaron, call a meeting and see what happens.
What's that?
I said call a meeting and see what happens.
All right.
Let's go for it.
Good call. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what I meant before about it. In concept, it's great. We need something specific to actually act upon.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, scheduling a meeting, I think, is a great first step.
Do we want to actually do that right now then? Or should I do it through email?
Well, when we're done with this, we're near the end of the meeting. We're going to have to schedule our next board meeting anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly
so
happy to pick two dates on
well.
The calendar if
cool.
other people are. So.
That would sound great. Perfect. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else anyone wants to discuss before we start wrapping up this meeting? Okay. All right, so the next thing is we need to pick a date for our next board meeting. If we look at January and we say the third Wednesday of the month, that date doesn't work for me. I can tell already. And for that matter, neither does the second Wednesday. I can do the fourth one on the 23rd of January. Thoughts?
That's fine for me.
On the 23rd of January?
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Does it work for me?
Works for me, too.
Okay. All right. So then that's official. We'll have our next board meeting on January 23rd. And I think I will say I'm going to try to make a more concerted effort to remind people, because on one hand, I think it's we're all supposed to be checking the forum, and it should be clear to everyone when the next meeting is, but people keep missing them and saying, oh, I had no idea there was a meeting. So
yep.
I will do my best to help poke people.
Maybe for board and email type reminder.
Right. So let's cheat a little bit so that we don't lose people. Erin, do you want to propose a time for a planning meeting?
I mean, the reason we just chose the fourth one was that because your other Wednesdays weren't so open.
Right. If it's on a Wednesday, it's going to be tough for me.
Okay. How do Tuesdays work for folks? I'm pretty open, so if there's a day that's better than others.
My Tuesdays in January look very clear.
I couldn't do the 15th, but otherwise I'm pretty clear.
The 15th is a Sunday? Oh, I'm looking at 2012. Okay. 2013. I was like, wait, that's a Sunday. 15th? Okay.
15th is a Tuesday in January.
What about the 8th?
That'd be good.
I won't know for about 2 weeks whether Tuesdays are okay for me or not.
Okay.
Cool. I may have a bit party, so.
And like I said, too, three people show up, I'm going to be happy with that because I think it could be good for those three people to have a chat. So
I can try to do the 8th. As I look at my calendar, apparently I'm getting a filling at 4:15 that day. So I may still be all Novocained up by the time the meeting starts. You guys can laugh at me.
I know. And drooling on the phone.
Yeah.
8th. What's another? Sorry, I'm back to my calendar. 8th, 15th. First, obviously not.
I mean, we can do the 8th. Don't.
10th could be another option. Yeah. Try it for the 8th, see how your mouth's doing.
Yeah, sure. Worst case, I'll just be quiet, which might be a blessing for you guys. So.
And Nathan, do you think that would work for you?
Yeah, it should be good for me.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, let's plan for the 8th, but I guess it's 8:30. Is it 8:30 Eastern?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And then I'm going to do a little research to see if there's – I've been looking at Google Chat that has a Google Hangout option where you invite people and hang out. So I was going to look at different options. I only have an iPad for such things. But if anyone else has ideas for group face-to-face chatting apps or programs, let me know. But I'll do some research on that and send it out to everyone.
Yeah, I don't think I especially know any better way to do such a thing.
Yeah, and me and Scott just figured out that there was that Google Hangout the other night when we were talking, so I haven't actually utilized it. But
okay.
And if in worst case scenario, we would do a phone into this line and do phone chat. But
yep.
I'll try to find something else that's free for everyone and for the IJ.
Okay.
Good.
So if that's settled, then I think we're ready to wrap up our meeting. We'd need someone to move to adjourn the meeting.
I move.
Thank you, Lloyd. We don't need anyone to second that. Is there any discussion, any last words before we go? Okay. Does anyone object to adjourning the meeting? Would anyone like to abstain? All right, then it is unanimous. The meeting is over. The meeting has been adjourned at 6:45 Pacific time. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Well chaired. Happy holidays.
Yeah, have a great holiday, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy new box on.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.